out and about in Western agriculture. Incorporating organic matter back into the soil can be an expensive endeavor, and research is looking into calculating the carbon offset factors that may pay off in the future. Growers in California are being left with their ag waste and lighter pockets.
Since the cogen plants have closed down, they're not paying the kind of money they used to.
Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor Brent Holt says cogen facilities provided important disposal of ag waste for growers and a little boost to the producer's income. Holtz recently held a demonstration where a large machine ground up whole trees and then distributed that organic matter back into the soil. The big question from growers at the demo was the cost of the machine or the service, and Holtz says it isn't a cheap option.
I mean, the machine, this one's a $1 million machine and to buy, and it's $52,000 a month to rent. And fortunately, we were able to convince the makers of this machine, which are in Oklahoma, to bring this machine out to demo it, just to see, you know, to get an idea of how much diesel it's going to use per acre and fuel consumption. And I think we did do that, and we've made another trial with the machine.
Holt says their research is continuing, as they want to look at all aspects of the process. They hope to quantify the carbon offset of this practice, and that could make it a little bit more feasible for producers in the future.
And another important aspect of this is that, you know, there was just that climate change conference in Paris, and where one of the conclusions from that conference was that maybe society should start paying growers to add organic matter back into their soil. So we're hoping that growers could be paid a certain amount of money to put all this carbon back into their soils to offset greenhouse gas emissions or carbon dioxide emissions. So that's a part of this study too. And if something like that happens, it would make it a lot more affordable for growers to implement this kind of practice.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.